Hi there, welcome to my office. Time for the digital marketing news this week. This week, we're going to learn about the types of posts that get the most engagement on LinkedIn, the most popular types of influencer posts, and we're also going to learn about a new API connection that's going to allow you to track better conversions online on a specific platform. All this and more in the digital marketing news. Let's dive into it. So the first item this week is we found out that the most engaged posts on LinkedIn are actually multimedia image posts. Those get the most likes and comments, and videos get the most shares. We also found out that polls generate the highest impression rate, and multimedia image posts with brief captions have the highest engagement rate. Also, Social Insider said that overall engagement rate on LinkedIn has increased 44% year over year. If you want to learn more about that study, check it out on our website. In other news this week, we found out that the most popular type of influencer content is actually cooking recipes. That's followed by lifestyle content, tutorials, and product reviews. That was a recent study done by eMarketer. Also this week, LinkedIn released an infographic highlighting the value of video in B2B marketing. And here are some of the key takeaways. 59% of B2B marketers identified video as a leading marketing technique they intend to use this year. 2 out of 3 marketers say that they'll increase video use in the coming year, and video facilitates authentic storytelling. Also, in a recent industry study that Ignite Visibility did, we saw that many more marketers are leaning into video as the main medium that they use to communicate with customers online. In other news this week, YouTube Shopping has updates to bring new efficiency to creators. So those updates are, first, shopping collections. This is going to set up a collection to show off favorable products, and you'll be able to show up in your product list, store tab, and video descriptions for YouTubers. There's also the new Affiliate Hub, and this has access to the list of shopping partners, competitive commission rates, promo codes, and the ability to request samples from top brands. So if you're a top brand and you want to get in front of more YouTubers and have them advertise your product, you're going to want to make sure that you're also in the Affiliate Hub. There's also tagging, so tagged products and merchandise across the entire video library at once. You'll be able to do that. And then there's also something called Fourth Wall, which makes it easier for creators to create and manage stories directly in their YouTube studio. So these 4 changes are actually pretty exciting because it's going to make it easier for YouTube people to sell their own products, sell your products, organize their products, and manage the stories that they're putting out there. In other news this week, somebody asked, why does Google show Reddit search results so often? And the answer to that from Danny Sullivan was that while search engine optimization professionals might not appreciate Reddit at the top, the searchers really do, is what they're saying. So they're saying that people who are searching like Reddit there. And it's been really interesting to see so much Reddit coming into the Google organic results. It's making it so a lot of people want to make sure their brand and the questions around their brand are well represented inside of Reddit because it's getting so much more traffic from Google now. In other news this week, somebody asked John Mueller, should you disavow internal footer links? And he said no. And then also in other news this week, somebody brought up the fact that a lot of people are ignoring Bing, and Bing has actually been gaining a lot of market share in the United States over the last year. So we continue to see the usage of Bing grow while Google is slightly declining. Also this week, somebody asked Google, is ad strength part of the Google auction? And Google said, no, we actually don't look at ad strength in the auction for Google Ads. And the last story this week, which actually might be the most exciting, Snapchat announced a series of new partnerships, and these integrations are going to help you get the most out of the advertising platform. The first is that Snap announced a partnership with Snowflake that's going to enable you to quickly implement Snap Conversions API, CAPI signal solution without needing to build any bespoke backend integration. So that's going to allow you to connect your final sale to your ads, and that's going to be huge for marketers that are advertising on that platform. Also, Snapchat is partnering with AppsFlyer, and that's an iOS-specific product that gives you insight into mobile measurement partner, MMP attribution. And then finally, Snap is updating its event quality score, and they're going to use that to understand signal health with greater precision. And I will say that we actually see some pretty good results for clients who do run on Snap. That's a great platform for the right demographic. It's very, very widely used by the younger generation. One other thing I have for you, if you would like to see our brand new industry study where we go over all the latest things in creative and how people are using creative inside of their digital marketing, go ahead and download it below. I'll put a link so you can check it out. I'll see you next week. Give me a like, give me a comment. I always appreciate it. Goodbye.